It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Friday, March 13th. I'm Patricia Naft. Yesterday, we reported on the State House Committee that unanimously voted for a full-scale performance audit of Connect for Health Colorado. Governor Hickenlooper has acknowledged that the state exchange has faced problems. Benta Berklin has more from the state capitol.
A state audit released in December said Connect for Health lacked adequate financial controls, and more than $30 million worth of exchange payments failed to have the right documentation. Governor John Hickenlooper says human errors have played a role.
And a lot of that is driven by the breakneck pace of creating an entire new enterprise, like an exchange, with very, very defined timelines.
Hickenlooper says when compared to exchanges nationally, he thinks Colorado's exchange is not an A, but definitely not a C. The performance audit could begin later this year and would be ongoing. I'm Benta Berklin at the State Capitol.
A federal bill to legalize industrial hemp farming has the backing of a Colorado congressman. KVNF's Laura Palmisano reports.
The Industrial Hemp Farming Act of 2015 was introduced in the U.S. Senate last week. The bill would remove industrial hemp from the marijuana definition in the Controlled Substance Act, thus allowing farmers to grow it. Colorado Republican Senator Cory Gardner is one of the bill's co-sponsors. In a release, Gardner says hemp has the potential to be a major boon for the state's agricultural industry. Colorado Republican Representative Scott Tipton hasn't decided on the issue, but says that it could be a good thing for the state.
Yeah, I think the industrial hemp, completely different chemical composition than we have in marijuana. If this is an opportunity to be able to grow jobs, it's low water use, and to be able to help our agricultural community, I think that that's a positive.
A separate bill introduced in the Senate earlier this week would remove federal restrictions on medical marijuana in states where it's already legal. Additionally, a bill making its way through the House, sponsored by Democratic Representative Jared Polis of Colorado, would regulate marijuana like alcohol. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
The town of Palisade just accepted a large grant that would go towards their planned shooting complex. This is their town manager, Richard Sales.
We have been working for the last 3 years in conjunction with Colorado Parks and Wildlife to do a large sports shooting complex. That complex would be for archery, shotgun, pistol, and rifle, and have both indoor and outdoor facilities. We were fortunate enough to get awarded a $2 million grant. It's an economic development grant from the Department of Local Affairs, and it's energy excise funds paid for from extractive industries. And the Parks and Wildlife is putting up $1 million match on that grant.
He says the town is eager to get things going, but a project of this scale takes some planning.
Palisade's very interested in the indoor part of it because we see that as part of our economic development to have the year-round function to draw people from outside the area here for competitive shoots and things. But that may not be the best first move. So we'll follow the business plan and the recommendation of those folks that know what they're doing. And so right now there is no groundbreaking date set.
Right now there is no actual pen on paper plan for the complex. They're holding off on that until the land is purchased. Colorado Parks and Wildlife estimates the cost of the facility will be in the range of $15 to $20 million. If you want to see a saber-toothed tiger or a woolly mammoth, you have to go to a museum. If you want to see one of their contemporaries, a 4-foot-tall bird with a 6-foot wingspan, you just have to visit Eckerd. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
The greater sandhill cranes are in their spring migration right now, and that means stopovers at the Fruit Growers Reservoir in Eckerd. Evelyn Horn is a member of the Black Canyon Audubon Society. She runs a hotline, which is pretty much a voicemail, listing the number of cranes that showed up that day, as well as the current total.
This morning, takeoff was 520.
Wow.
That's a lot of wings. And our total to date is 1,165.
Evelyn calls herself a craniac. She moved to the area around 15 years ago and was blown away at the first spring she was here. She says that because they're crossing the continental divide on their way to the reservoir, they're really high up, so their descent is different. Normally, the cranes fly in sideways, more or less. In Eckerd, they spiral down out of the sky. She describes what it's like to stand there when the cranes fly in.
I'm looking up at the sky, which is totally blue, I hear the cranes call. I can't see them. They're too high, but I can hear them. And then as I stare at the sky, sometimes I see little specks. And sometimes those little specks turn out to be sandhill crane as they're beginning their descent to Hart's Basin. And they spiral down and down and down. And then the wings cup like an airplane. The legs dangle and they come into land. And I am enthralled.
The Eckerd Crane Days are March 20th to 22nd. Evelyn, along with the Audubon Society and Colorado Parks and Wildlife, will be there each morning with binoculars. This population of cranes numbers around 20,000 birds. This event is completely open to the public and includes educational presentations. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
And finally, new online tests for Colorado students in K-12 schools went live this week. It comes as the state legislature plans to address ways to reduce standardized tests in schools. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
Legislative leaders say they're working on a bipartisan proposal to try and reduce the burden of tests in schools and free up more time for teachers to teach. It's a concept Governor John Hickenlooper agrees with, although he says there should be a balance.
Does the test have to be that long? You know, is there a way we can introduce this testing so that it doesn't create so much anxiety in the kids? I am a believer we can have fewer tests and less testing, but I do not think we should back off on having higher standards.
Many students have opted out of taking the online tests, and the State Board of Education says there are no consequences for doing so. Some lawmakers have also expressed interest in returning to just the federal minimum requirement. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Stay tuned for Western Slope Skies, followed by the Feel Good Friday Morning Music Mix with DJ MJ. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.